To Oz?
To Oz. We
This year, I'm going as Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. Like, I've got to say, I've never been a Tin Man before, so I thought that might be a little bit exciting. One of the things we do at Wrongery, there's lots of teams and they dress up together. So our leadership team are going as other characters from The Wizard of Oz. So we've got the Scarecrow, we have the Lion, we also have the Good Witch, which is quite lovely. So it's really exciting there. I've got to say, we have some unreal teams of teachers too. So some of the teachers are going as farmers. So that's the whole prep team. We've got some aliens in spaceships. I think we'll have a few superheroes. We have one of our teachers doing a really good job. Actually, they're going as one of the characters from Despicable Me, but they've also got students dressing up as the Minions as well. So that's really, really engaging. So that's really exciting as they're going like the super team of teacher and student. So
tell us a little bit about the parade that is happening today, because this is a pretty big deal.
It's a huge deal, and the parade's really important, for the students, but also for the parents as well. So we're really excited to be able to invite parents onto the school grounds, to our hall. So the parade will have the different year levels. So we're doing in smaller groups. So usually we'd have like a prep to two or a three to six, but what we're doing, we just break it down to smaller year levels, so parents can attend and fit in our hall. But the students there'll be a bit of music playing. There'll be some other students' artwork they've been creating during the week, and they've been scanned on a PowerPoint behind them, so they'll have their different artwork up on the big screens so they can all have a bit of a look at. And one of the really nice things our librarian does, and she's been doing this for a few years, she takes photos of the students and then she goes and gets the photos as printed as a 6x4, so the children get a little memento from the day. So it's a really big thing in our school. And I'm going to say that there will be music, of course, as they walk across or groove across the stage. So
yeah,
it's really exciting.
When I say book week to some parents, different reactions. Some go, amazing, I love to get crafty. Others just go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's come around so quickly. What about you? Where do you sit?
This is the first year I've got my little one. She's in pre-prep, so she's been desperate to dress up. So she's super excited. So, she's going as Bingo from her Bluey book. So a nice easy one because she's got an outfit. While our year one boy is going as a giraffe, from Giraffes Can't Dance, and my year two boy is going one of his favourite Minecraft characters. So, from our family, we get right into it, but it's also a bit of fun as well. The biggest part of it is about being creative, and I think that's the best part.
Wrongery State School Principal Adam Brandt, not only have you got The Wizard of Oz coming to Wrongery, but there is also a robot in the mix who'll be doing some special presentations, I understand.
It is very nice to meet you. Today we will be reading a book called Aliens, Love, Underpants.
Our STEM teacher did some programming. So we have we borrowed from the department a semi-humanoid robot, Pepper, and she did some programming reading Aliens Wear Underpants to the students. So it's really cool. So the students have been listening to Pepper during the lunch times, and it's actually quite interesting having a robot from a new world or another world reading to the students. So it's quite interesting. So the STEM teacher did a great job there.
I am very excited to read this with you. I have learned a new trick which will help make reading even more fun. Are you ready?
Speaking of inspirational, you are standing next to the Wrongery State School school captain, Jeff McDonald.
Yes, I've got Jeff McDonald right beside me. Here, I'll put him on.
Hey.
How you doing? Now, Jeff, the school leader, are you feeling the pressure? Are you feeling the pressure of book week that all the little ones are going to look up to you and go, wonder what Jeff's wearing today?
No, I don't really feel much pressure. I chose the role because I knew I could do it very well. I always get involved in these events and they're always so much fun to participate in.
So what are you going as? Because the theme this year is Old World, New Worlds and Other Worlds, which covers a lot of ground. So where have you gone with that theme?
Because when I'm older, I'd like to be a professional soccer football player. I chose for a new world that I would go as my favourite football player, Neymar Jr., because I've got a book about him. He's in my book about my three favourite soccer players, so yeah.
Do you know what? I know nothing about this soccer player. Can you give me one thing about him that I will go away and sound super smart because I've learned something new?
He's really skillful and he has a lot of skills and tricks that he knows that not a lot of other players know about. And he has a great personality and he's a really fun player to watch.
What are your friends getting dressed up as, Jeff?
I know my best friend Josiah is going as his favourite footy player. Some of my other friends are dressing up as characters from the Weirdo Book series and Ando's books and some of the Star Wars stuff, maybe even some of the Minecraft things. So that's pretty cool. That it's pretty good that it's a really broad idea, so you can dress up as pretty much anything that you like.
And do you like to read?
I like to read because you can see, you can think about like all the things that people create and all the cool ideas that go into books that you read, and it's just really fun and interesting.
And do you have a favourite teacher, Jeff? I know you're school captain, so you probably can't have favourites, but who are you most looking forward to seeing in costume?
I'm mostly looking forward to seeing my Year 4 teacher, Miss James, because she's a very creative teacher and she's really fun and imaginative.
So have a fabulous book week and a wonderful Wednesday book week parade, and it's been so nice talking to you.
It's been nice talking to you too, Nicole.